I just really wanted to share this moment, so before I go to bed, I thought I'd record this. Picture the last time you went out and looked at the stars and imagined that those stars were on a dimmer switch. Unless, of course, you were where I am right now in Africa, and there is, as far as I can see when I look at the horizon, no built-up areas for as far as the eye can see, so no glow on the horizon, no glow from any type of built-up area. When the lights go out here at 11 p.m. when they switch the generators off, they go out and everything goes black, and for a moment your eyes search in the night and then find the most amazing sight of more stars than you could ever possibly imagine or ever possibly count in a lifetime. The Milky Way is just astoundingly brilliant in its just the way it curves across the sky, and it's like a sky within a sky. Where I'm sat at the moment is on a very large, would it be a veranda? I don't know, sticky out bit on the back of my safari lodge, and it's the kind of place that I would never normally, I guess, afford to stay, mainly because these kinds of lodges are reserved for those coming on serious safari holidays, the kind of safari holiday they've very much considered for a long time and saved up for. Luckily for myself and Darren, who invited me to come and document what's going on with TAG, his company, and TAG Development, as they work with the Kenyan Wildlife Service. The Kenyan Wildlife Service have a good rate on this place, and you know, I do feel it's wasted on me in so many ways. It's an incredible rough thatched roof over a tent, which is suspended over like a house that's built without walls. Does that make sense? A studio flat that's built without walls. So I have actually done a video. You've got your four-poster bed and your bathroom area and your... Anyway, wait for the video. It's plonked on the side of a river. And the way it's plonked, you can tell it's kind of designed as a temporary establishment because of the area that we're in, which is just astoundingly beautiful. You can probably hear the river in the background and the insects around me, and for all I know, I mean, I know there's crocodiles and stuff down there, but there was a leopard the other day. There could be all kinds of big cats literally feet away from my feet, which are dangling over the edge, he says, as he slowly pulls them in. And I'm transfixed on the sky, and today has been another incredible day. It's almost as if, I guess, I'm embarrassed to explain the kind of things that have been happening today. If you put aside the quality conversations and deep engagement I've been having with people from a totally different culture who are learning at the same time as me as they study medicine to a certain extent, and all kinds of new skills which you know are going to make a massive difference out here in Kenya as they protect an area the size of Italy from poachers and effectively maintain a level of security, as well as when you talk to some of these people just being really, really passionate about conservation. That in itself would make an amazing day, but to be, I guess, picked up in a very small, very light aircraft in a country that has, to a certain extent, quite relaxed flying rules and regulations. And if I say that at some points we were flying at head height to the ground, and I believe the guy that was flying me, the last time he crashed, it was because he hit a cow. And that was on his flight path, not because he came out of the sky. He was that low. I'm laughing about it now. I guess in a nervous manner, because tomorrow he's meant to be flying me across the country instead of a 5-hour drive to Nairobi. But to be honest, I think, in fact, I almost know that he's actually got an engagement, which means that I won't get to the airport in time. So it looks like I'm going to have to get in a car and drive a semi-depressing 5 hours across beautiful countryside. I mean, some people would kill to have a 5-hour drive across Kenya. But when you've flown with this guy, man, it's a buzz. Yeah, okay, he's crashed, but, you know, there was a car in the way. He knows what he's doing. He landed a plane in a shorter distance than it would take for me to probably pull off a handbrake turn in the car. And he can take off even shorter. Seriously, seriously skilled individuals. Really passionate with limited kit. And what they can do with the kit they have out here blows my mind. But I've been inspired, been invigorated, although I don't sound it now. I made the mistake of ordering some wine earlier on, and I appeared to be the only person drinking it. Good wine as well, which blew my mind that you could get good wine out in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, tomorrow's a whole new adventure. Today was an adventure which would take some serious scripting, I think, to top. I don't think adventures like today exist in the real world. So let's just say I've had a really good day, and now I'm looking upon the brightest calendar of an uncountable amount of stars, sat on the side of an African river in a game reserved call in a lodge called Shooting Star. Look, there's always the cherry on top, isn't there? An amazing shooting star. I'm in a place called Maneaters, so maybe I will pull my feet back from the river's edge and head back inside, because tonight I have the opportunity, oh yes, of having 8 hours sleep. Too dark for me to take a photograph to accompany this recording, because it is very, very dark, so I'll probably grab an image at random from the day and say good night wherever you are. I don't think I will ever be in this spot recording like I am now, so I'm going to make the most of the moment. Night night.